Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky.
Good morning.
I'm Jella.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky.
You are too.
I know that we've had this discussion before, but I feel like it is one of such power and such profound
magnitude
that I feel it is necessary to have it again, because we were at lunch yesterday with just a power couple.
The Vistardis team.
That is correct. The Vistardis team, which they gave me a job back when I first moved to Orlando.
Back in 1978.
No. I was 3 years old in 78. It was when I...
Child labor.
I had just finished my Disney internship.
I was still wet behind the ears in Orlando.
And I was looking for a job in radio or in TV.
I had dreams.
I did. I had dreams. I had dreams. And so I was looking for a job.
I'm going to be a star, Daddy.
Yes. That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm going to be a star. And in the meantime, I was like, what should I do in the meantime while I'm waiting for God to do his magic?
So I see the world.
I started working for Amy and Alex because they helped me find my house that I was living in. And
well,
they,
what is the world if not real estate?
Yes. So they were my realtors, and I was telling them, yeah, I'm kind of in transition. I'm waiting for God to work his magic while I become a star. And they were like, well, we need some help in the real estate office. Do you want to come and do birthday cards for us, for our clients?
And if there's one thing I know about you is you love to celebrate. You celebrate people.
And I love cards. So I'm like, yeah, I do. I'll come and do birthday cards. So we went and had lunch with them yesterday. That was a long story. I'm so sorry about that.
It's all right.
And while we were at lunch, we...
That story was a gift.
It was a gift. Because they just about stopped and
Story was a gift.
Okay. Well, that's what we're talking about today, is sometimes the gifts are... hidden.
Yes. And sometimes we need to open up ourselves to receiving the gifts. And also we need to be available to give the gift.
So what is it that we're really talking about today?
Well, there's two things. One is giving is a gift that we give ourselves, mm-hmm. right? And then what I found for myself is sometimes we're both givers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for us to sometimes receive.
So there's an exchange of energy in giving and receiving. And we often sometimes talk about karma. So what we put out in the world always comes back to us. So for example, our friends, Amy and Alex, who were my realtors when I moved to Orlando, and they helped me find my first house. And I was so grateful to them because they literally took time. They were trustworthy. They drove me around. I mean, Alex literally got in my car and we went to several different houses. And I mean, for a young girl who had never bought a house before, he could have easily led me astray, but he was so...
He let you be Goldilocks in Orlando. He's like, this one's just right.
He did. And he listened to what I needed. And he also took the time to educate me and say, okay, well, you want to watch out for this. And also, he kind of took me under his wing in that he was like, okay, this is a young girl who probably doesn't realize... Like, you know how we always say you don't know what you don't know? Mm-hmm. Okay, so what I'm saying is he was very kind and they went extra for me. They really went extra. Not only did they go extra, but then they gave me a job... because they knew that here I was buying a house. I lived alone. I didn't know a lot of people. And so they gave me a place so that I had a place to go and I could meet people. I mean, they gave me a job of doing birthday cards. I literally would go in and print birthday cards. And I only showed up like, sometimes I'm like, I'm kind of tired today. I don't think I'm coming in. I'll just print them from home. I did that. And they were like, really? You just want to, yeah, I'll just print them from my own computer.
And they're just thinking, we just saved on printers.
Yeah, they did. So So like it was kind of a fluff job. I'm just gonna be completely real with you.
You served a purpose and a need, and they and so they it was a good exchange.
I feel like it was an exchange. Now, I do feel like they were doing me a favor, but here's where it always comes back. Jason and I now have bought 2 houses from them. I have sent people to them. Like, it has definitely come back to them monetarily
for them. And I would think spiritually and like all kinds of ways. Because it's a ripple. There's a ripple that runs through the world.
And here we are 20 plus years later. They are great friends. We went and had a lunch yesterday.
And they're the subject of today's conversation that's going out.
I know, right? And I just feel...
And they've been the subject of other conversations, and it's in a positive light.
Yes. I mean, I just feel like what you put out comes back to you. And that even became a topic yesterday at lunch, is the topic of giving and receiving. And sometimes the power, there is a secret power of giving that you don't even realize. I mean, our intention is to give without receiving.
Without needing back.
Without needing to receive. But there is a little secret there, because what we put out into the world almost always comes back to us, not always from the person we give it to or from the thing we give it to or from the subject or the area of life that we're giving it to.
Not always in the guardrails of the expectation.
But it comes back in other ways.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it's weird how that works. It's
that
energy.
Karmic tidal wave.
Yes, there is energy there.
Yes. And I think sometimes for me with the receiving,
mm-hmm.
like sometimes I don't receive gifts or receive help. So when someone offers to help, I can have a dozen bags, like carrying bags out of Publix or through the airport, and someone will offer to help me. And I'm like, I can burden this. I can shoulder this. You know, it's like, that's the mentality.
Right.
And this is just a physical manifestation of this.
Mm-hmm.
And not to mention the emotional or the any other way of manifesting this, but I will just burden myself with these things. And if I just allow the person that's offering the help to help,
mm-hmm.
it just feels better. It allows them to
feel good. Contribute.
Receiving that offer of help is a gift to the person offering the help. It's a way that I'm not only receiving, but I am also giving in that sense.
So it's a different way of thinking about it.
Yes. It's kind of turning that receiving inside out and allowing that to be giving. So subconsciously I can think, okay, it's not me having to burden. It's me allowing myself to give them the ability to give.
You know, I was in a webinar about retreats. And the woman that was giving it, she was so great. She was so great. And she talked about the word selling. And so many people have such a negative connotation around the word selling.
Mm-hmm.
And yet she said, if we reframe that in our minds and actually think of it as an offering, you are offering people a retreat. You are offering people
allowing them the ability to buy something.
Yes, you are allowing them the gift.
When you said that, I'm like, I love buying things.
People love to buy things for themselves.
I do not want to be sold
something. You are giving them the opportunity to have that dopamine hit of, oh my gosh, yeah. I get to plan a vacation for myself. I get to do this for me.
I do love buying things. That's, I mean,
everyone, yeah. I mean, a lot of people do. In fact, sometimes it's like, oh my gosh, I need to do something for me. I'm going to go buy something.
Yeah.
Right?
I got to click the button. Buy
it's
now.
A comfort
That's
thing.
Why they put the buy now in the Amazon.
Yes.
Buy now.
And when she said that, I had an aha moment from, oh my gosh, because a lot of times I think, oh, I don't want people to think I'm selling them something. I don't want to come across as salesy. But when she said that, no, you are giving them a gift.
Yeah. You're like, open, let them, give them opportunity to open the door and have this experience. Yeah.
Yes. And that just, wow. And then I realized, wow, I've had blocks around that.
How do we just turn this inside out so I can see what the new truth is, what the new gift is, how we can have a new experience of it.
And just like what you said, that you sometimes don't like to receive. So when we even just say the words, oh, I sometimes don't like to receive. Well, that's ego and that's pride. Yeah. And the minute we realize, even in our words, that we're saying things like that, there are energy blocks.
Yep.
And as soon as the energy blocks come out around us, people can feel that. And
it's a barrier.
It is a barrier. And we are actually blocking abundance and prosperity.
And connection.
Oh.
It's the awareness around that. And that's why I'm so thankful that we have these conversations. Because so often we don't talk about these things, but our souls feel it.
Our souls feel it on a subconscious level. We feel it. Now, for those of you that are listening to this thinking, what are Jana and Jason even
what
talking
the hell's
about
happening?
Right
this
now?
Is my first time here and I don't
yes,
know what's happening.
Because we're talking about the intangible things. So in what form do these things come into fruition? Well, they come into fruition in the forms of limiting thinking, limiting feelings, limiting beliefs. I mean, we all have limiting beliefs. So yesterday at lunch, a few of the examples that came up were around money. You know, here's an example. I know that when I was younger, growing up, my mom was a shopper. My mom loved to spend money. However, my dad loved to save money. So sometimes we would go on these extravagant shopping trips. My mom, my sister, and I, we would go shopping and we would spend a lot of money. And then we would come home, hide them in the trunk of the car, and then they would go straight to the basement.
And all these terms are relative. Right.
It's yes. Like, yeah. I mean, we would show my dad, like my dad would say.
We're not talking spending tens of thousands of dollars. We're just talking relative terms.
Yes.
For,
yes. So then my dad would say, what'd you guys get? And we would show him a couple things, you know, yeah. Oh, we got this.
And
we got
this.
Some
new Levi's and yeah. Some shoes.
And then a few of the bags would go to the basement.
Yeah.
And those would come out like, you know, a few weeks later or a month later, where my dad would be busy doing other things and we'd just wear those.
Dad's over at the farm.
Yeah, we'll wear those to school today. You know, like, and it wasn't, so if, you know, if some people would be like, well, that's not being very honest or that's not being, well, my dad would eventually see the checkbook and the, you know, the.
Yeah, that was before credit cards.
Yeah. And then my mom would deal with that, you know, and we could all feel the tension in the house. So like we all felt it. And that energy I still carry today. Like I can go home and still carry it. Now it lessened as I got older with my younger sister, it lessened a lot because my parents had more money as I got older. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But when I was younger, there definitely was.
Well, then, when you were younger, there were three girls in the house.
Yeah. Yeah. And so anyway, and so like there's energy. There's energy.
Well, it also manifests itself in isolation. Because what we'll do is we tend to, by not giving and not receiving, we isolate ourselves because we build these barriers up between who we are and who our soul really wants to be.
Yeah.
Like, and that's one thing that I recognized is when I feel like I'm not enough, when I feel like I don't matter, I stop trying to matter. I stop showing up fully and authentically.
Yeah.
And then when I finally get the urge to, or I get the opportunity to volunteer somewhere, and then even if I don't feel like I have anything to give, but like Thanksgiving comes around or Christmas, a holiday where I can go serve at a food bank, then I show up and I'm actually helping someone else, then I get this overwhelming understanding of, wow, I can actually matter and I have this ability to give and serve and love someone from anywhere, like with anything, from mm-hmm. wherever I am, whatever station I'm at in life. And that kind of builds this new soul light within me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Which brings the barrier down, the connection strengthens, and then allows me to live more fully day to day and grow in different areas. Probably took it in a little squirrel path, but
yeah.
But there's a lot of different ways it manifests, I think. And they are intangible.
Yeah, I guess what we're really talking about is the energy that is around it and how energy starts to accumulate as we go through these different experiences. And
it can either be an energy of bonding with connection or isolation or a barrier. Yeah, a block or a barrier.
Uh-huh.
So which kind of energy are you looking for? You're looking for an energy that's a growing, bonding, abundant type energy that's a high vibration, or one that's kind of a low vibration and barrier?
It gets stuck.
Yeah, stuck.
It gets stuck.
Yeah. I like the high vibration.
That flows through you.
Yeah, it feels like
it flows through
you. Which is kind of like a blood flow, right?
It's an exchange.
It feels like a good energy.
It gives, it receives, and it's constantly moving. Yeah, it's moving.
It's the circle of life.
It moves through you.
Yes.
It moves through you. And otherwise, we get clogged.
Stagnant.
We get clogged.
Stagnant, infested.
Yes, we do. We get clogged and toxic. Ah. Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. Well, I got a little wordy. No, it started with my damn story.
I love your story.
Okay. Well, thanks. I'll keep it in.
I feel like I'm living lucky.
Thanks for joining us. Don't get clogged. Don't get clogged. Okay.
Yeah, clean yourself out. Keep living lucky.
Bye-bye. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.